This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Here in New York, the traffic nightmare is expected to crest today with the extra security and nearly constant motorcades that accompany the United Nations General Assembly meeting. President Obama speaks this morning. In the economic realm, a key item at the UN this week, checking up on goals for poor countries set back in the year 2000. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith reports.
This week, leaders from around the world will assess progress in reaching the so-called Millennium Development Goals. Charles Kenny is a senior fellow at the Center for Global Development.
The UN General Assembly will discuss these eight goals and ask how much progress have we been making in areas like poverty and maternal mortality and child health and so on.
The goals are set to be met by 2015, and Kenny says a fair amount of progress has been made.
Look at the first development goal on the number of people worldwide who are living on $1.25 a day.
Back in the 90s, that was around half the population. Now it's about one in five people. Other goals, like reducing infant mortality, have been slower going, says Johanna Mendelson-Forman of American University.
We've found an analysis of this Millennium Development Goal issue that progress has been great but uneven.
The financial crash took a major toll on meeting the goals, says Forman. There's still a lot of progress to be made in areas like fighting HIV and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.